Melinda Smith hopelessly fled Tampa Bay.
I just cried on and off all day, just thinking everything was going to be gone. Our home was supposed to be 7 feet under the storm surge.
She took her 13-year-old son to Bountiful. Her husband, an ER doctor, stayed through Hurricane Irma and told her their house survived. Jeff Richards of Centerville said St. John in the Caribbean fared much worse.
Everything that's wooden is gone. There are many, many people who just don't have anywhere to live. Their belongings are scattered across the hillside.
He fled, urging people to donate specifically for island relief through Love for Love City. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.